Hi everyone, this is Soumya Naini from Armisa India. I hope everyone are doing well and safe there. It's our pleasure to share our experiences while working with India Health Facilities Import Process in this virtual SOTM. I would like to thank all the organizers and the volunteers who worked together to make this successful SOTM. Thank you.
Let's begin with the goal of the project. Our goal of this project is to provide the accurate healthcare information to the OpenStreetMap using the India's Open Government Data Directories, which can be useful for the general public and also the volunteers in the disaster management in India. We have three different geo-coordinate data from the Open Government Data Platform, which includes Hospital Directory, NIM Health Facility Directory, and Blood Bank Directory. In Hospital Directory, we have all the private hospitals in India, including clinics and some of the major public hospitals as well. In NIM Health Facilities Directory, we have purely public hospitals and the public healthcare centers. Coming to the Blood Bank Directory, they have all the blood bank units across the country. Let's entitle the Open Government Data. The OGD means the data produced or commissioned by the government or any government control entities. The site data.gov.in is an Indian government website, is a platform for supporting the open data initiative of the Government of India. As the title defines, the data is open, which means it is freely used, reused or redistributed by anyone. It's good to know that the open data platform is being also offered to the other countries and being implemented in United States as their data.gov. Few other countries, including Ghana, are also powered by the open data platform. OGD is open data, as it allows freely to access the government data and share the same with other citizens. We can say the data is transparency. The open government data permits the data to reuse and redistribute, including the intermixing with the other data sets. This helps to drive the creation of the innovation of the businesses and services. We can say OGD supports universal participation, which means it is about making a full read and write society. So, the OGD is not just about knowing what is happening in the process of governance, but being able to contribute to it. So, every citizen of a country which is following open government data can contribute to the open data. By now, we have understood that the open data is freely available to everyone to use and republish as they wish, without restriction from copyright, patent, or other mechanism of control. Here on the screen, you can see the license published by the Open Data Government of India. To improve the map data of OISM, we have collected few of the Open Government Data Directories, which have been published by the government with geo-coordinate data sets of health facilities of India. These directories include all the public and private hospitals in three different data sets, which are National Hospital Directory, NIM Health Facility Directory, and Blood Bank Directories. So, now let's see the structure of the health facilities in India. The healthcare system in India is vast and universal. You can see on the screen that the Indian healthcare system is organized into public and private system. The public healthcare system is further divided into three subdivisions, which will be seen in the next slide. And the private healthcare system is based on the profit and non-profit organization. And this private healthcare system is ranking top 20 of the world's countries in its private spending at 4.2% of GDP. Now let's see the public healthcare system in India. In India, public hospitals are also called as government hospitals or Sadhan hospitals, which are free and subsidized for the people who are below poverty line. Additionally, for the women and elderly people, the government had given the extra public services. The Indian public healthcare system is divided into three major levels: primary, secondary, and tertiary levels. At the primary level, the subcenters are the first interaction point between the primary healthcare and the local community. At the secondary level, we can see the community health centers where the facilities run at least with the four medical surgeons. Finally, the top level of the public care provided by the government is the tertiary level, which consists of government hospitals and the government medical colleges, where we can find the high patient load with all the medical facilities, which is totally free of cost. Now let's go into the OSM India Health Facilities import process. By following the OSM import guideline, we have started importing the OGD Health Facilities directory into OpenStreetMap with some support of the local community using a standard workflow which is on the screen. Data preparation. It is the first phase of the import process where all the three directories from the OGD datasets will be divided into smaller datasets based on the states and cities in India. You can see on the screen, the OGD datasets have been further divided into smaller sections based on states and cities in India. Then all the records of divided state and city-wise dataset are ensured to be cleaned before importing into OSM. This is a recurring process where we ensure to remove the invalid values in the dataset, like clearing the multiple spaces in the text, invalid symbols, or it may be the blank values, values with zeros or anys. Also, we make sure to remove the duplicate record in the dataset at the same location provided by the Open Government Data directories. Then all these values are converted to the proper text. Then finally, we convert these OGD attributes into the OSM compatible tags, like defining the amenity or healthcare tag based on the health facility record, or contact and address related attributes to respected OSM key and values. Later, these cleaned up files will be loaded into JOSM to undergo the JOSM validation checks. Then these records will be converted and saved as a GeoJSON file for further execution process. Data execution. This is the second phase of the import process. Here we revalidate the every health facility record by verifying the existing OSM data to avoid duplicate. If we find a pre-existing hospital at the location, we will try to enhance the tags by adding the additional information to the health facility. While verifying the records, we will also make sure to add the missing building features to the health facility record which is going to import. And also, if the building feature is already existing, we will improve the geometry of the hospital building to the existing feature. All the import is done using the import specific account and also by specific chainset command. Here is a QA plan which we follow in the import process. We use the JOSM conflation tool to check the duplicates within the existing OSM data and the OGD data records before importing the datasets. We also ensure to run the JOSM validation tool on and before every import. We will repeat this process for all the datasets. Let's see some live examples while working with the import process. Here on the screen, you can see the enhancement of the tags of the pre-existing health facility. We have added the additional address-related information from the Open Government Data directories to the existing hospital building feature. Tag correction. We make sure to verify the pre-existing health facility data in OSM and correct the tag if required based on the type of the health facility like clinic or dispensary or a dentist or a hospital, etc. Here in this case, we have corrected the tag of a community health center from amenity hospital to healthcare equal to center by adding additional information from the input data source. In this feature, you can see that we have added the missing building feature in OpenStreetMap and also added the OGD attributes to the respective health facility. While importing the health facilities, we also make sure to improve the geometry of the existing hospital building feature to its building rooftop as per the satellite imagery in OpenStreetMap. While enhancing the high-rise building for both pre-existing and the missing feature, we confirm them to move to the building footprint. While importing the hospital to OSM, we also use the inner and outer multi-polygon building relations wherever required. If we come across any pre-existing duplicate hospital at the same location, we will retain only the one node which has more information by adding the unique information from the other duplicate node. Then we will add the other additional information from the OGD input data source and submit the changes to the OSM. Last but not the least, this example shows how we enhance the hospitals in terms of feature tracing and also improving the attributes or the tags of the hospital. We have organized a OSM awareness program where a few of the volunteers and the college students across Hyderabad came together to celebrate the geography and created new maps using OpenStreetMap. Here on the screen, you can see the workshop where the students are working in IdeaEditor using the map rollout challenges. In this program, we have discussed real-time importance of GIS and maps in the world. We have explained the key role of the OpenStreetMap in disaster management and HOT activities. We also conducted interactive training sessions on the OSM editing tool where the new members were very enthusiastic to learn about OSM. Along with the training session, we have conducted the OSM workshop and MAPI award in this program, where the students actively participated to contribute OSM roads and building map data in rural India. You can see the map rollout challenges and the pictures of building contribution made in this MAPI award. Few takeaways from this workshop. We can find many enthusiastic students who are passionate to map by conducting these kind of training sessions or workshops. These students also added few health facilities at their native places after knowing the role of the OSM in disaster management. This workshop will increase the awareness about the OpenStreetMap and also increase the contributor to OSM. Finally, here is the progress for the Indian health facilities import process till date. We have successfully imported 36.1% of Indian health facilities from OGD directories into OSM. We are very proud to show the before start of import and the current health facilities data in OpenStreetMap. We feel it's our honor to improve the OpenStreetMap data in India.
Thank you so much for giving the wonderful opportunity to share our experiences in the virtual SOTM. To write us, please find the contact details on the screen. See you in the next SOTM. I hope you like the session. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Soumya, for the amazing work that you've done in India. We have a couple of questions, so we'll quickly go through some of them. So the first one says, the attendee says that he or she read somewhere that RMSI uses AI road tracing in mapping projects in India. Is this something you want to include in the project with the healthcare inputs? And if yes, how could this work?
No, actually, we are not using that for the health facility project.
Okay, yeah. But you use it in other projects?
Yes, we do.
By RMSI?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Okay, so the second question, the attendee says that you mentioned converting data to GeoJSON before being imported. Why do you do this?
Yeah, great question. So this we generally do it, or sometimes we will do to one-to-one import where we have to create the map roulette challenges. So the GeoJSON format is more compatible for the creating the map roulette projects.
Okay, then the third one is, how do you do the conflation with data that already exists in OpenStreetMap to make sure that there are no doubles? And then how many health facilities were already in OpenStreetMap before you did the imports? And do you also look at the health facilities that are on OSM but are missing and the data set that is coming from the open, from the government? And do you also check if a facility has been closed or is, or if it's open, if it's operational or if it's not? So like, do you, does this data have more attributes or is it just location data?
So good question. Thank you for asking this. So let me explain the how we use the conflation tool. So we'll be getting the data in CSV format where the data and the location will be provided by the Open Government Data Indian directories, where we will be using this layer into two different layers. We'll download the pre-existing health facilities and amenity equal to hospital data into OSM, and we will conflate to compare the existing hospital using the conflation tool in JOSM. And for the second question, like how many health facilities we are already in OSM. So if you're talking about like current data, it's about 60,000 plus hospitals are already imported into OSM. So any questions?
Something that you've not answered is someone asked on the same question, do you look at health facilities that are missing on the data set that's coming from the government? And maybe these health facilities are already on OSM.
So yeah, generally we do it only in the local, like in our native places, we do that using the map roulette challenges. We are creating some map roulette challenges for the community who will add the hospitals based on their local knowledge. And also coming to the close ones, we will every time we'll be downloading the republished data. You can see in the Open Government Directories, every month it will be uploaded. So we'll be comparing only, we will exclude the data which are already closed.
And the last bit on that question was, do you also have more like attributes, like if a facility is open, closed, operational, yeah, non-operational, opening hours and all that? Do you have also that information?
Yeah, the some of the features are very less number of features having these attributes like opening hours and all. So wherever we are adding them, but most of them are not having these attributes. But we have the additional website information, hospital information, contact information, email IDs, and all these things.
Great. So the next question would be, how clean and reliable and complete is the government data? Like, is it updated? How recent is it?
So, yeah, see, the open government data is contributed by the citizen as well. So we may expect lots of cleaning need to be done before we are uploading into OSM. So there are lots of invalid values which we are putting our efforts to clean all those data. So coming to the real level, we have also conducted some survey to verify wherever we have the phone numbers as well. We are trying to contact them if we don't find the appropriate address. So generally, we will add the data to OSM after verifying the address-based search. Whatever the address, we'll at least try to reach out to the street where the hospital has been added. So in that case, we can say the government data is good compared to the missing data in OSM.
The next question, you had a couple of questions here. So the next question is asking on, how do you match the Indian healthcare system scheme to the OSM tagging scheme? Because the person says that in the NN healthcare dataset, he or she found 800 hospitals in terms of per district and categorized according to bed size. But when you check on OpenStreetMap, there are 33,500 facilities using the tag amenity is equal to hospital. So he's asking if you can elaborate on the discrepancy between the two data sets and the challenges that you might have faced in matching the Indian healthcare system data to the OSM tagging system.
So we have using three different facilities. In health facilities, purely we have the sub-centers and the government hospitals. So that is the reason you might found only the 1,800 hospital in that directory. But these, the coming to 33,000 of hospitals, which are taken from the hospital, national hospital directory from the same OGD site.
The person also was asking, were there any challenges that you experienced in matching, like, because you have this data, which are health facilities with so much information, and then you have OSM where you have to adhere to a certain tagging system. Were there any challenges in matching the two?
Yeah, we initially faced the challenging to convert all this OSM open government directory attribute to OSM tagging schema. Because you can see when you go to the blood bank, we have the nodal officer names, and also we can see the phone numbers of the nodal officer. So we could not map it because we are not sure because the same person is allocated to the same unit or not. In those cases, we have excluded it. But the important information like email ID, phone numbers, and all the address has been included in these cases. We did some analysis regarding the healthcare access in India. Like we have tried to contact the government officers of chief executive officer of open government data, so to know the quality of the directives which you have then mentioned.
The next question. Someone is asking if you could explain the meaning of the tag healthcare is center. Are there physicians or doctors in them? Were health facilities without doctors included in the import? And if yes, how are they tagged? So
even the healthcare equal to center is a group of, the facilities also give the group of medical practices. As we are working on a 2-3 different directories, the hospital amenities equal to hospital is used for the big hospitals in India. But coming to the India, we have a health centers where we have a only general medicine services, where we have a very limited services, as we already discussed in the presentation, where we have three types of government hospital approaches, where we have only the one doctor for one hospital. In that cases, we are using the healthcare equal to center for those cases. And in the description, we are mentioning what kind of center it is. For example, it is a primary health center, or it's a community health center, or a sub-center, something like that.
Okay.
Coming to, if you know, in health center, we have only few doctors will be available, but not like a big corporate hospital. But so all this will be coming into the government hospitals in India.
Okay. So The second last question would be, have you collaborated with healthsites.io? Because this is something that we saw after the COVID-19 pandemic went broke out everywhere. We saw that there are a lot of imports being done through healthsites.io. So someone is asking if you've collaborated with this platform or are using this platform as well.
Not actually, but initially, a few of the community members, when we are starting this project, they have suggested these sites. But once we uploaded, automatically this site is taking our data and importing to that. So hopefully our Ortega hospitals has been added. It has been improved and benefited to the COVID-19, which has been useful in the site.
Right. Because of time, we'll only answer one more question. The person is asking, do you have any special authorization from the government or the Ministry of Health in India to include all this data into OpenStreetMap?
Yes, we do have. They have already posted in the Open Government site that this data can be reused and republished as we want. And this you can see in the license part in the same site.
As I was saying, because of time, we'll have to end it here. And I was saying, thank you so much for presenting about your project. It's really impressive and seeing that huge amount of data into OSM. Because of time, we'll not be able to answer any more questions, but I guess what you can do is you can go to the session pad and maybe write a few notes. And also anyone can contact you using the details that you provided at the end of your presentation. Again, thank you so much. And hope you enjoyed the rest of the conference.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for watching my video and for the great questions. Thank you so much.